What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Winsley. And we are here today with a very, very unique topic. I don't have an actual title yet, but I believe it's going to come as we speak. So you guys bear with me and help me understand some things while I share the setup of what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about, well, first let me share it like this. Well, I was growing up in the neighborhood of Park Place in the Norfolk, Virginia area. And, you know, as a child, you know, it's a little different now, but as a child, we used to always go to school together, like 20, 30 deep, you know, walking, you know, having fun, laughing, joking, everyone's friends. But we also used to get in fights, and it'd be a big crowd. You know, you see it on TV sometimes, it'd be a big circle, and everybody be like, fight, fight, fight. We used to go through all of that, and it'd be one-on-ones. And then before you know it, the people who was fighting end up being friends, or they squash it, nothing to worry about. But there's a different time that's going on right now where you see kids fighting sometimes. You see, even when it comes to bullying, and that's what we talk about here at Leave a Message. When it comes to bullying, if a child is fighting another child in the community, in the neighborhood, there's quite some times where I've seen parents jump in and get involved. You'll see a parent, you know, fighting. I see a mother and a daughter beating up another girl, or I won't see a mother separating the fight. I see a mother and a daughter fighting. And I've seen this several times in my community, and I've seen it several times on social media as well. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about when parents jump in fights and they start hitting a child. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're not going to talk about it in a way where we're just going to be straight judgmental about it, and a parent should never hit a child. We know that already. So we're not going to push that energy or that narrative in this episode right now. We know that it's wrong. We know that a parent should never touch another person's child. We know that. But what we're talking about today is the psychological understanding of the situation with that parent. To be a full-grown adult hitting another person's child. Now, don't throw any rocks or stones at me. I can understand a parent trying to separate their child from another child and have to be a little hands-on, not pounding or pouncing on someone else's child. So I can understand the separation thing, and I can understand that that can be even hard to explain, because as you're separating, this child may beat you up or punch you, and some of these children are bigger than adults. So I can understand that this is not a perfect example to say, well, at least you can separate them. I get it. If someone jump on you, you got to get them off of you. But I'm talking about today a parent's intentions, adult's intentions to go and put hands on another person's child. And even be at a place where you're fighting and giving it your all with your adult strength to a child, to the point where you're hurting another person's child. I want y'all to think about that for a second. Let's try to remove some of our emotions out of the situation and try to see and visualize a grown adult hitting another person's child. And I've seen this several times before, and I even seen where the parent actually, you know, loses the fight, get beat up, and the child that they have that they're protecting actually get beat up as well. So we'll talk about that another segment, but I want to talk about, to my listeners and those who are chiming in, what do you think about a parent hitting a child? What do you think about a parent putting their hands on another person's kid? And then let's flip that, because I kind of feel the energy of what we're going to say. Not assuming too much, but let's flip that. If you see your child getting into a fight, and you go with all the right intentions to separate them, and this teenager kid is probably twice your size, hauls off and punches you or slaps you in the face, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to stay in that mature parent mode? Are you going to stay as that adult that knows that hitting is wrong and turning the other cheek? Are you going to stand that? Are you going to be that parent to show all these kids and all these people outside that this is not the right thing to do? Are you in a position to have that much self-control? Or are you not? Let's keep it 100 here on Leave a Message, because it's easy to say what you will do until you're in that situation. This is why I'm encouraging us. Let's not judge that parent that is breaking up the fight or even hitting the child, because we say again, it's not right to hit the child, but let's not judge the parent. Let's get an understanding of how much anger this parent is dealing with. What if this parent is dealing with a child that's been bullying their kid for a long time? What if the child is almost damaging their child to the point of killing them in a fight? How do you control your rage? How do you control your passion and your love and your concern for your child? All right. So we're going to do a part one right now of this, and we're going to close out, because I want y'all to think about, if it was you and the situation was real intense, how would you handle yourself? Or how would you think you would handle yourself? Because again, we never know. Okay. So we're going to chime in with part two. And then with part two, after I get some feedback, I'm going to actually give some tips, some tools and technique on how to deal with the situation in the most positive way that we're able to do. All right. So thank you guys for tuning in to Leave a Message. If you have a message about bullying, or you have a message about the anti-bullying match card game, call us at 757-447-4238. And if you don't have a match card game, please get an anti-bullying match card game at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. Also, subscribe and hit that notification bell on our YouTube channel. We're building up the views. We're building up the subscribers so we can make this well-known topic worldwide. Thank y'all. Talk to y'all later to part two. Peace out.